his opportunity?
He just took advantage of it. He played well the first game he was out there, and he did a good job.
As you see him grow over the last few months, I know he had an injury that he's overcoming, and there was thought that he could have earned that starting
season. I mean, it was the time he had to get in, the time he had to make it start. You know, I saw the growth then, you know, him following Team Noodle around, you know what I'm saying, trying to get down, playbook down pat, and I'm learning from him. So, you know, that lets you know he's humble and willing to learn.
What's it like for you to be playing meaningful games in December and having it sort of?
No, I mean, they just let us know that, you know, we doing good. We're in a good spot to have a good chance to go to where we want, and that's the playoffs.
You said last week that, you know, it was next man up, that these mm-hmm. guys can do the job, that you were confident in their abilities, yeah. and they showed it on Thursday.
Yeah, man. I mean, that's just, let you know, man, this team, as a whole team, we just believe in each other, and everybody know their job, and we just hold each other accountable and believe in, like I say, one another.
Where does that come from with this group?
Preparation. You mean watch film and, you know, go out there and work on each other, help each other out. So we prepare each other each and every week for each team, and they believe in the scheme that's being ran that week. So, I mean, preparation.
When you look at facing the Bears a second time, who has an advantage, if anybody, when you're playing a team a second time after you put it on film, after you've seen them?
It's just go out there and play. No advantage. You know, just go out there and play our ball. I mean, whoever come out at the end of the game with a W, you know, that's the team. You know, so it's no advantage at all. Just go out there and play football. I mean, there's nothing really much to it. You know, second time around, you know, you have tendencies what they're going to do, and they also have tendencies what we're going to do. So you just got to go out there and play ball.
What did you, when you look back at the interception you had in your hands, what did you see?
Just a miss, just a drop ball.
Do you have the end zone in your eyes? Or?
No, I just drop ball.
Going up against Elshon Jeffrey, mm-hmm. They tend to put you on their big receivers. Mm-hmm. What sort of challenges does he provide for you?
As you know, as we've known for many years, he's a physical guy. You know, and just got to play tough on him.
He's a veteran guy. What sort of advice can you give to a guy like Harris, who's making his first start?
Man, just take advantage of his opportunities. You know, when the opportunities come to surface, just take advantage of it and make plays when your name is called.
How much do you rely on you guys making checks back there, especially next to a guy like Newman? Is that something that he's going to rely on?
I mean, he has to know the defense. You know, we're going to help him out and adjust the things, but he has to know what he has to be doing, what checks he need to make. You know, we're not going to be out there helping him throughout the whole time, you know, but we're going to help him how much we can. But other than that, he need to know his job, and so far he did good against Arizona.
Do you enjoy playing against bigger physical receivers?
I enjoy playing against any receiver that line up against me. I mean, it's not my call.
No, I understand that. But, I mean, do you see with your size that it's mm-hmm. an easier matchup for you, that you can lean on them and these guys
it's not easy may not matchup. Fall over? It's no easy matchup in the NFL. You know, with these guys here, you know, receivers, each and every week you have different type of receivers. You know, you have small guys sometimes that try to get physical with you. Now, you never know what you're going to get. So you just got to be prepared and know, watch film on them guys, know what type of tendencies they have, and just play your game. You know, it's not really what I prefer. It's what I have. It's what I'm lined up against. You know, so I have to, you know, get ready for that week and get ready for that player.
It's true. Man, if you think it's a week, that's a good matchup. Then all of a sudden you get lit up.
Yeah, give you something else. Exactly.
That makes sense.
Thank you.
Thanks, David.